And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Mayor Pro Tem Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1350. Someone called in, I'm told, having to do with the cancer screenings downtown. That's not really their domain. I'll try to get a little more information, though, and maybe still share that. But a lot of meetings coming up, Ron. And I know, obviously, there's a joint meeting a little later this week.
There is. The city-county-county meeting with Riley and Pottawatomie County in the city of Manhattan will be Thursday at 4 o'clock down at the Riley County Commission Chambers. I know the big item they're wanting to focus on there is the ambulance services and potentially looking at Pottawatomie County and Riley County, potentially looking at discussing how they can cooperate and partner more on that and maybe even in some of their fire service areas. And so and that's kind of somewhat maybe linked to, you know, the concept of relocating ambulance services, the headquarters building to the headquarters fire station. So that's all interrelated and still alive and well and under good discussion. I think the county's got a few more issues that they're wanting to talk about that have to do with their own operations you know, just their fire department and that sort of thing. So should be some good discussion this Thursday. We have a work session next week, next Tuesday at 5:30, that will focus on the grease ordinance that's been in effect a short while and some proposed adjustments that we'd like to do and give the commission an update of, I think we've had it in effect for about 3 years now. And just some update on some of the benefits it's brought and some of the challenges it's brought. And so just kind of a review of that grease ordinance and some proposed regulatory changes that we might want to make as part of that. And I think we're also going to maybe get an update on the City Park Master Plan. And we were kind of waiting for some discussion on tennis courts and what impact tennis courts might have at SECO versus City, and I think that was one of the things we were waiting on to maybe move forward at City. So that one may or may not actually appear, but there's a possibility, so stay tuned more for that one. The rental registration is open. We've started that, and so we encourage folks that if they own property or are managing property that those touch base with the property owners and touch base with our code department. If you were registered once before under the old program, you should have been contacted already about how to transfer that information over to this new format to make it easy. And there's no cost to register those, but it is important that we do get you registered. The other thing that's going on right now, we're busy looking for summer seasonal staff, especially swimming pool folks, lifeguards and all of that. And so on the city's website, cityofmhk.com, you can look at jobs, and there's all kinds of positions that we're looking for summer seasonals to work in the parks and recreation, youth sports at the zoos, fire hydrant maintenance, public works. There's just the Discovery Center, all kinds of things going on there. Officials and umpires for different youth programs and adult programs, but certainly lifeguards is something we're always challenged in getting folks. So there's also some Swim America coaches for lessons that are good, as well as customer service folks. So that's always a big challenge for us as well.
I did find the information real quickly,
okay,
even
sure.
though I know it's not city related. We did have a caller especially want to know about this, but we had been talking with Gina Scroggs from downtown Manhattan and Derek Lee, I believe, last week about this. But there are two screenings that will be held Saturday, April 22nd, alongside the Race to Second Base cancer screenings. The first screening event from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 621 Humboldt in Manhattan, the second from 2 to 5 p.m. at 519 Lincoln Avenue in Wamego. And, of course, the screening's being planned by local Freemasons, so appreciate getting that information out. But go ahead, Ron.
Sure. Commissioner Morris may want to talk a little bit about our Seth Child corridor study that's going on. I know she attended an open house that we had, and there's a survey that folks can go to. So, Linda?
The design company, Benish, that we've contracted with regard to the Seth Child Road corridor, we need to look at how it's working now, and we're interested in public input with regard to some of the intersections and what needs widened and what needs a right turn or a left turn, and And some of those things we might be able to do. So that's where the public input comes in. And this at the open house last week, there were the corridor was set up on at two different stations, and the engineers were there, and we could ask any question we wanted, and we could raise any topic we wanted, and it was, we you know, our community has grown, and that road really hasn't changed over the years. Even though we might have added, you know, one little expanded turn lane or something, but for the most part, and now the growth is taking place on out to the north, and I think that's what do we need to do? How many more intersections do we want to see out there? Do we want controlled access? Do we want to fix a few minor things? So it's just a wide open, but there is a, on the city's website. Well, I think Ron suggested that you just Google Seth Child Road Corridor Study. But I think there is something also on the city's.
Yeah, there's a link on the website.
A link on the city's website.
It'll so take you there also.
So you can have some input. And there was a lot of interest. I'll bet there were 75 people there, but we just kind of, you could just stop by and ask your questions and get a quick briefing. So that worked really well. One of the best attended I've seen.
Well, rush hours are, we actually do have a rush hour now, Ron, I would say.
Absolutely. And one of the, you know, we talked earlier about the intersection or the area with the second most highest accidents. The first highest is actually Anderson Avenue between Seth Child and Reith Avenue. So along the corridor, that's getting really full. That's the oldest overhead. So it's very difficult because of the way that overhead bridge is supported. You can't really widen Anderson underneath it. So how do you deal with that? So and the Seth Child corridor, you have three grade separated interchanges, and then you have traffic signals, and then you have a couple of uncontrolled intersections, which as I take my daughter to Anthony early in the morning with the traffic that's supposed to be going 55 southbound down that big hill to come into town, gets kind of antsy there. You just kind of take a big gulp and hit the foot feed and go. So it could be very dangerous there. And that's the thing. And then you see a lot of people walking on Seth Child Road or even in a wheelchair on Seth Child Road along that shoulder. There are no pedestrian accommodations on that corridor and people are trying to get to a specific place. As well as they can. So a lot of good information to come on that for the future. And we have a phone call.
Yeah, we just have a couple minutes. Go ahead, please, with Ron Fear and Linda Morse.
All right. I'm glad to hear you bring up the topic about the Seth Childs corridor. I did attend the open house and was very pleasantly surprised the attention that they gave to my comments. And I do encourage everybody that's interested to take the survey, because like my concern is the amount of traffic on it at a fairly high speed, and there's no divider, whereas like in Kansas City, a lot of the four lanes like that have the concrete barrier that I believe the engineer called them a Jersey barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my suggestion, that in me driving it every day, I see people hugging that center line. And you're just like, oh, my goodness, they're going to come over in my lane. So anyway, I appreciate the opportunity for us to have our input.
Absolutely. And thanks for mentioning the survey, too.
That's a key part. There's a lot of good questions on that survey about what you wanted. What are some of those needed improvements, and what do you think are the biggest problem areas along the corridor?
So, as opposed to the community survey that finished up in early April that Dave and I talked about yesterday on Open Phones.
Right. So thank you for the call. Thanks for being engaged on that. Tell your neighbors.
Thank you for coming. That was great.
Very good. Well, and speaking, I know Dave and I did talk about the community survey. And any progress on that? I know that people had to have their responses in by April
5th. Yeah, and you can still send them in. Okay. I mean, we'll still count them. At some point, you still got to cut them off, but we'll still add them to them. So it's we're trying to get good feedback for the commissioners on what are community priorities, the other things that will help inform the chamber's leading effort on the strategic plan for the community that's very encompassing. So that got kicked off last week, and some really good stuff happening there. So we're appreciative of that. And I just got this notice yesterday that we are number 10 on the 50 best small and mid-sized cities for entrepreneurs. So that was kind of a neat thing. That was in the American City and County, but Livability is the one that named that. And so that's kind of a neat thing to show that we've got entrepreneurs and being able to have startup businesses in the community is important, and creating an environment to support that's important as well.
Always good to hear. Linda, we appreciate you being in today and look forward to seeing more of you in September.
Thank you.
Again, we've had Manhattan Mayor Pro Tem Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear, and lots of good phone calls today. We always appreciate that. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Nice job in there, rookie. Moving up on 10 a.m. tomorrow on KMAN's In Focus, we'll have USD 383 Board Member David Colburn and Assistant Superintendent Eric Ree to talk about USD 383 issues. Also, MATC will be represented by Monica Heasley to talk about their open house.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered.